but...
FSP is the new TARP.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner this morning unveiled a revamped financial rescue plan to untangle the banking system and support new lending. The bank rescue started life as TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, under President Bush. The Bush administration spent the first half of that $700 billion package. This morning, Geithner revealed his plan for the second half of the package. It's been renamed the Financial Stability Plan, or FSP. Geithner addressed a growing public perception that the government is bailing out big banks at the expense of innocent taxpayers.
When our government provides support to banks, it is not for the benefit of banks. It is for the businesses and families who depend on banks, and it's for the benefit of the country.
Geithner said a public-private investment fund will be established, seeded with government money. The idea is to leverage private money so that so-called toxic assets can be cleansed from the books of the faltering banking system. The hope is that that will help banks resume lending. Analyst Christopher Whalen of Institutional Risk Analytics says the Treasury's plan lets bank bondholders off too easy by protecting them instead of letting them take losses.
So in 2 months, 3 months at most, we'll come back to this, and once again, Secretary Geithner and President Obama will be standing there with a new plan. And that's okay. That's what democracies do. But we have to focus on reality, and the reality is you have to restructure some of these big banks, and that may mean that the bondholders have to take a loss.
The Treasury will also be devoting $50 billion in federal rescue funds to try to stem home foreclosures and soften the impact of the housing crisis. So far, Wall Street seems pessimistic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 300 points. That's about 3.5%. The NASDAQ off 49 points, also 3%. And the S&P 500 also down, actually almost 4%, 34 points on the downside so far this morning. One of the big stories on the street as well is today's word from General Motors that it's cutting 14% of its workforce. That's 10,000 jobs, about a third of them in the United States. General Motors stock is down 2 cents at $2.81 per share. Besides the bank rescue, the other big government action is the economic stimulus package working its way through Congress. The Senate is expected to pass its version today, and then the Senate and House work out their differences. The measure involves a lot of money for federal programs, but the states are also watching very closely. State governors say they need a big share of that stimulus cash. From North Carolina Public Radio, here is Marketplace's Janet Babin.
The House bill sets aside some federal money that states could use however they want. Another slice of it would be designated for education. But the Senate's version would reduce funds for states by $40 billion. Higher education budgets would likely be the first line item cut. Washington Governor Chris Gregoire says that's where states need the most help.
We have got to come out of this recession ready to go with the skilled workforce. So I hope it will, in conference, be replenished.
Unlike the federal government, 49 of the 50 states have balanced budget requirements. Michael Byrd with the National Conference of State Legislatures says that means they usually can't write checks during a recession.
We lay people off. We delay projects. We slice programs. We do all the things that are against economic recovery.
That's why states are watching this stimulus debate so closely. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
In this economic fallout, it seems like everyone's consumed with whether they'll keep their jobs or their homes. Maybe they're thinking about retirement or the kids' college education. Well, there's one school in London that's cashing in by asking the really big questions. Our story now from Christopher Worth.
Would you like to come and sit down?
At the new School of Life in London, Anne Braben's course on work is completely full.
Gathered together, I think there'll be two groups of six, the rest of fives.
The course is meant to help people who still have jobs get more out of their working lives by exploring the meaning of, well, life.
What we're concerned with here at the School of Life is the most enduring question of all, how should I live?
That's Sophie Howarth, the school's director. She opened her doors last fall. Her courses are fully booked through the spring. The work course runs over a weekend and costs about $300. The School of Life also offers classes on everything from love to politics and other meaningful topics. Will Brimmer is a bartender, and he traveled 300 miles to be here.
It is a long way to come. It's quite interesting to spend a weekend looking at what drives you and where you see yourself going.
Class members write out their main career goals, like newspaper headlines, and then they're posted around the classroom.
My headline is, I'd like to know what I want to achieve.
Just because people are grateful to still be employed, the larger questions don't necessarily go away. Alice Driscoll isn't planning on leaving her advertising career anytime soon, but...
There is something in the back of my head, and I've got this feeling that I know I want to experience something else.
If that something else is philosophy or beekeeping, she's in the right place. The School of Life can even rent you experts in a number of professions by the hour.
So if you're ready to see the beekeeper, he'll show you the bees. If you're ready to meet the philosopher, it's more likely to be sitting in a cafe over a cup of coffee.
At the end of the day, everyone piles into taxis and heads off to dinner at a small furniture-making factory on the other side of town.
We use the whole city like a guerrilla campus to kind of explore the work that other people are doing.
And lucky enough for Howarth, pondering life's big questions is proving to be recession-proof. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, Bob Marley's family is teaming up with a private equity firm in a joint venture called House of Marley LLC. They'll be marketing Bob Marley beer, headphones, snowboards, video games. You can already buy tons of products featuring the dead reggae singer's face, but they're unauthorized. His family wants there to be one love, one heart, one brand merchandising revenue stream. Thank you for rising up with us this morning. The Dow is not rising, off 286 points. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Redd. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.